that Lebanon is marking the 10th anniversary of the end of the 2006 war with Israel. 33-day conflict changed the balance of power between the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, and the Israeli army. A commission established by then Prime Minister Ehud Olmert described the war as a failure for Israel. On the other side, Hezbollah emerged as a more powerful group, which is now fighting against foreign-backed terrorists in Syria.
August 14th marks the end of the second war between Israel and Lebanon, which started in July 2006. Hezbollah Secretary General Syed Hassan Nasrallah spoke to a crowd in southern Lebanon to celebrate the anniversary of the victory. He stressed that Israel failed to achieve any of its objectives, especially its first goal of crushing the resistance.
In the history of the struggle with Israel, the victory of the July War is considered as the most significant one. In the 2006 war, Israel was crushed, and now Tel Aviv knows that the resistance in Lebanon is getting stronger and more determined, and this is what's stopping them from attacking Lebanon again.
Nasrallah defended Hezbollah's presence in Syria, saying terrorist groups have been created by the United States to wreak havoc in the region and serve its interests.
The terrorist group, which began as Al-Qaeda, was later evolved into Daesh and Nusra Front. They were created by the U.S. in order to target the resistance and spread chaos in the region through proxies like Saudi Arabia and others.
The Battle of Bint Jbeil was one of the main battles of the 2006 war. In spite of three sustained attempts by Israel to conquer the town, it remained in the hands of Hezbollah until the end of the war. The town was the scene of some of the fiercest fighting of the war. The 33-day war resulted in the demolition of thousands of homes and the death of over 1,000 civilians. 10 years on, people, especially those who were displaced from the south of Lebanon and southern Beirut, have healed and rebuilt their homes, while their trust in the resistance remains intact. This 2006, Israel finally realized it had failed to conquer the town of Bint Jbeil despite its military capability, and 5,000 soldiers facing not more than 150 Hezbollah fighters who fought in this very area. Today, 10 years on, the people are celebrating what they called a divine victory. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Bint Jbeil, South Lebanon.
And for more on the story, we're joined out of Idaho by Mr. Mark Glenn, a political commentator. Hello, Mr. Glenn. Good to have you back on the program again. Now, Mr. Glenn, what do you feel the Hezbollah leader was referring to when he speaks of what is Israel's role in the region, and what, for a lot of our viewers that might not know, is Hezbollah's resistance to that objective?
Well, of course, we cannot understand the success of Hezbollah until we understand the very important role that Iran has played in the management and the creation of this this whole resistance movement. I think that Hezbollah can be compared to the tip of the spear, whereas Syria and Iran and other players who prefer to remain behind the scenes, that they form the rest of the spear that does the thrusting. And so I think that, in all fairness, even though as someone of Lebanese descent, obviously, I cheered the victory of my own people in that 2006 aggression on the part of Israel. At the same time, to be historically and politically accurate in our estimation as to how this victory turned out the way that it did, we have to give credit to Iran, and we have to give credit to Syria as well.
And the Hezbollah leader, Syed Hassan Nasrallah, says that Washington is responsible for the creation of Daesh in the Middle East. He said that during his speech. What's your take on this? What do you think he means by this?
Well, of course, we have to keep in mind that no one ever accused Washington or Tel Aviv of being stupid. They understand that when one form of aggression wears itself out and overextends its shelf life, then it's time to come up with something new. And so the American people, having grown tired of sending their young people off to fight in these senseless and insane wars on behalf of Israel, Washington understood that they had to come up with something new. And of course, we have the Arab Spring, and we have the destabilization of the region, and of course we have the creation of ISIS and ISIL, which are every much as much the brainchild of Washington and Tel Aviv as was the deliberately engineered attacks on 9/11 that led to direct American intervention in the Middle East in 2003.
And Sayed Hassan Nasrallah also said that Washington benefits from trying to keep disarray and chaos in the Middle East. How does Washington benefit from that?
Well, I think that Hezbollah's victory and Iran's successful revolution of 1979 is a very good lesson for all people to learn, which is that strength resides in unity. As long as people are divided and squabbling and scratching and biting at each other, and then the enemy just is able to sit back and watch all of this from an elevated in a superior position, then they don't have to mount any type of substantive forces in destroying the resistance, because the resistance is devouring itself. And so I think that the big lesson to be learned from all of this is that united we stand, and divided we fall.
Thank you, Mr. Mark Glenn. Nice way to end your input there. Mr. Mark Glenn, contributing to the program out of Idaho, political commentator.